You know, it's interesting kind of looking at this from the outside, how, diffuse large B-cell, if you use upfront regular therapy, R-CHOP, et cetera, you see a number of people getting cured. And then CAR T seems to have a very dramatic effect. And with myeloma, you don't see that. Any thoughts biologically about why?
Yeah, my personal opinion, and I don't, this is not based on data, but this is just based on my opinion, is that the myeloma CAR T is killing the cells that we see, and the BCMA is on the cells that are causing problems, causing plasmacytomas, causing anemia, et cetera. But it's not killing the myeloma progenitor cell, the myeloma stem cell, if you will, because those cells may not express BCMA. We actually don't know what those cells are, but it's very clear to us that patients can be MRD negative and then years later progress. And that means there's some dormant cell there that's either not identified or is not sufficiently present in quantity for us to identify it. And so my thought is that probably we're killing the myeloma cells that express BCMA, but we're not killing the progenitor cells that then develop months later that eventually will maybe express BCMA again once they differentiate more, but in their progenitor state do not.
So early on, as we were hearing about CAR T and myeloma, it seemed like maybe there wasn't as much toxicity issues with cytokine release and neurologic syndromes. Has that continued to be the case? And again, if so, why?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So myeloma CAR T is not the same as ALL CAR T when it comes to toxicities. And I think the first thing is that the patients are completely different and the diseases are different. And so there was some fear initially because myeloma patients actually tend to be older and very heavily pretreated. But as it turns out, the rate of CRS was about 67%, which is not so bad. And it was mainly grade one and two. I think we have the advantage of being the second child here, so we know that you can use tocilizumab and it doesn't seem to alter the efficacy of the CAR T cells, and so we're more likely to use it. The protocol's become a little bit more permissive of this, and we've also become more experienced. The neurotoxicity is present, but really in a smaller degree. Again, we've learned how to manage that a little bit more quickly and effectively. We're less worried about giving dexamethasone in small doses, and we want to prevent people from having things like cerebral edema or seizures. So the neurotoxicity has been actually fairly manageable, and I think part of that is because the blood-brain barrier is different for myeloma versus ALL, and also because of our experience with CAR T and jumping on things sooner than later.